again, story fans. Welcome back to Tony's Storytime Podcast. I'm Tony, and I have a story for you this week that's based on a true story, based on real life, with a lot of kids' imagination mixed in. See if you can figure out who the kid is in this story called Once Upon a Sunday. I woke up to the smell of bacon, eggs, and buttery toast on Sunday morning. It was like dreaming with my eyes open. After gobbling down breakfast, my family spruced up for church in our best Sunday clothes. Right before church, Grandmother sat on her smooth, dark red velvet couch and read the Sunday funnies. She made up silly voices, and it seemed like the black ink drawings on the pale white newspaper sprang to life. Soon, Granddaddy pulled the car around, and off we went to church. As always, there was a red-faced man standing behind a big wooden box talking about stuff I didn't understand. So, I looked for something more fun to do. Grandmother leaned over and whispered in my ear to sit still and listen. But she also gave me a stick of sweet, juicy fruit gum. Juicy fruit helped me get through church, and it lasted till we got back home for our scrumptious Sunday lunch. There was crisp, golden fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet yellow corn, and best of all, Grandmother's homemade peach cobbler. Who could resist those orange globs of peaches oozing through the crisscross crust with oven-baked sugar sprinkled on top? Not me. After lunch came the best part of the day, the Sunday drive. And this Sunday was really fun because I saw elves on a rowboat.
Huh?
I did. My giant uncle with dark wavy hair drove up in his giant pink Cadillac. The big front bumper was so silver, slick, and shiny, you could see your face in it. And the pointy rocket flares in back made it look like it could fly. We all climbed in and zoomed into the countryside. After several miles on a dusty gravel road, we crossed a very long wooden bridge with rusty steel beams. The car clickety-clacked over the old wood rails. Halfway across, I peeked outside the window at the murky brown river below. That's when I saw the two elves. And they were rowing a little green wooden boat in broad daylight. For some reason, none of the adults believed me. They looked out their windows, and they saw the two little guys with their own eyes. But they all just laughed at me and said what an imagination I had. Confused, I stuck my head out the window and took one more quick look. Yeah, the elves had rowed to the other side of the river and were still easy to see. It was no use, though. The grown-ups just kept laughing, and my uncle said I must have had too much peach cobbler. Later that night, as my grandmother tucked me in bed, she patted me on the head and told me the two elves were really two men on a real boat. She said they were just very, very far below the bridge. But I knew what I saw, and when I fell asleep that Sunday night, they were even in my dreams.